You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. Hey guys, welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that you're here. Super excited that you're tuning in. If you're an OG, you know I fucking love you. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking these tools, these conversations, this insight, and applying it into your life so you can create an epically aligned life for yourself. I appreciate each and every one of you. If this podcast is giving you tools, if it's giving you insight, whatever the case may be, if you can head on over to iTunes when you have a free minute and write a review, those reviews help me get this podcast to the ears that basically need to hear this. But before you do, I want you to take a screenshot on your phone and send it to me at hello@ericaruso.co. No M, it was taken, unfortunately. And I'm going to send you my soul alignment activation as a thank you because, you know, muggle life is muggle life and it's hard to find a hot minute to head on over and do something. So yeah, thanks. In this episode, I am kind of going back into the archives because a couple weeks ago I realized that like we are already in the 100s for the episodes. That's just insane to me. And I realized there's so many episodes that you guys probably haven't even heard because they're so far down the list. And I want to bring them because I feel like these conversations, these guests bring so much great information that is really good for where we stand as of right now. In this particular conversation, I had a really awesome time with Diana, who is the owner of Daydream Discovery. She has an awesome accent. She's from Down Under. And she gives a really great tip that I actually use as well. It's called the zip up method. And this is from Rebecca Campbell, who is just amazing. We also talk about our girl crush with Amanda, with Rebecca Campbell, but that's neither here or there. And I just feel like with the energy that's going on today, that just with everything going on, it's so much more important now more than ever for us to ground our energy, to protect our energy, to make sure that we're doing that necessary energetic cleansing, so to speak, so we're not taking on the weight of the world like us sensitives usually do. So be sure to just listen to this convo because she brings a ton of great value. Also, I wanted to let you know that my Empowered Empath course sale ends tonight. Tonight. Guys, this is a really great course. And the way I sat down and I was like, how do I want to create this course? Because I did, you know, I used to create courses like with all the slides and blah, 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 and spend hours, you know, making sure the font was correct and stuff like that. And now I've learned to just work from a more aligned place and just allow the stuff to flow through me. You know what I mean? I'm really at a different state in my business and in my life where I realize that, like, you know, we all have resistance, but I wanted to create this course. I did have a course. I did have the Empowered Empath course on Udemy, but I decided to take it down because I wanted to create something different and magical. And this is really a course where I was like, okay, I want to create a course where it's basically me sitting down, eating Chipotle, and drinking a green tea latte with my friend who just realized that she's an empath. And it's really an informal kind of experience, so to speak, because it's just like, I just press play and I'm just like, okay, this is what you need to know about this. This is what you need to know about this. This is how you ground your energy. This is how we protect ourselves. This is what we have to look out for when it comes to energetic vampires and this like that. Like, I just wanted it to be informal. I wanted it to like really feel like it was just a conversation with a friend that's been there and done that. So if you want to grab this course, I highly suggest grabbing it today, like right now. Like head on over to my Instagram, click the link in my bio, grab it for $37, because as of 11:59 tonight Eastern Standard Time, the price is not going to be $37. So be sure to, you know, grab that now, or you can just head on over to my website and the sale will be in like the front page for you. So that's that. And that's basically it, guys. Like, I'm just like, it's just so crazy here because it's, you know, the end of the school year and all these freaking Zoom calls and everything like that. I'm just like, I'm so ready for it to be summer. I'm so ready to go clamming and ground myself in Rhode Island water. I'm just so ready for it. So you guys, it's always a pleasure. You know I love you guys. I hope everyone is having a good week. I hope everybody is enjoying the warmer weather and all of that great stuff. I hope that you guys are grounding and protecting and making sure that you're not taking on all of this dense energy that's going on collectively as well as astrologically, because as Hannah told us a couple of shows back, June is a little cray, cray, cray. So, you know, just be sure you're grounding and, you know, taking the necessary precautions. Give yourself a sea salt bath. Give yourself some time to reflect. Give yourself some time to be with your soul. And that's really it, guys. I love you, and I will see you soon.
Diana, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm based in Brisbane, Australia. I'm a spiritual mentor for women, an angel therapy practitioner, and intuitive reader.
Wow. Wow. And so when did you kind of open up to your intuitive gifts?
I would say I was born with them. I was lucky enough to have been born into a highly spiritual family, especially on my mother's side. And when I was old enough to start engaging in more, deep and meaningful conversations with my grandpa, that was when I noticed I was able to read people a lot easier. And then eventually I found out that I was an empath, and it explained a lot of the reasons why I was highly sensitive to people's energies from childhood. Yeah. So I think it just kind of gradually appeared the older I got and the more that I embraced spiritual living, basically.
Okay. So it wasn't really like a hardcore spiritual awakening for you. It was kind of like it was always there and you always kind of had doors open to it, and you had access to other spiritual people. So it was, you've always been really on the spiritual side of life.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel quite blessed that I was introduced to it from an early age. I've worked with people who have had to experience very intense situations that force them to wake up. So yeah. Things like car accidents or losing a relationship and really, really heavy stuff. And for me, I mean, it absolutely wasn't easy for me either. My problems really came around high school age, as most people's issues start coming up. Mm-hmm. And when I was around 15 or 16, that was my main huge awakening, in the sense that my grandpa kind of started to do a reading for me, and he explained to me that I was a healer in a past life, and that's why I had trouble holding friendships down in high school, because the usual pattern that happened for me was that I would make a friend usually while they were going through some kind of issue, and then I would sort of like become their counselor. And then when that sort of resolved itself, they sort of, they didn't mean to. I mean, it was just sort of that the friendship fizzled out and I kind of ended up feeling used. And naturally, I always felt lost and quite isolated from my peers as well. And then I realized that it was because, I guess in a sense, I was evolving a lot quicker than other people in terms of waking up. So that always caused issues with relating to people.
And being empathic doesn't help.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Being on puberty and being an empath. Yes, oh my God.
Yes, I can definitely relate to that. I did not know. I didn't even hear the term empath until my late 20s. So, you know, yeah. Going through puberty and being highly sensitive on top of the hormones, it really is a wild ride.
Yeah. My parents were very, very patient with me, I must say.
That's really good to have. Was there anything in particular that really helped you on your journey?
Yeah, I would say my grandpa, 100%. He is my spiritual mentor for sure. And I truly believe that in a past life, we had agreed to incarnate together as a family, as a biological family, so that he would guide me through my process of, I guess, fulfilling my life mission. And, you know, thankfully, he's still with us. He's still alive and kicking. He's a very, very vibrant person and very understanding. And out of everyone in my family, I would say he understands me the most. And without him, I think I would have given up a very, very long time ago. And also my inner strength as well. I mean, loneliness has been my life lesson. And again, I think it's quite common with sensitive children, especially nowadays when you have the crystal children and stuff coming through. When you're born into a world that's not quite ready to accept you, if you're vibrating at a certain level, it can get very, very difficult. And you need a lot of inner strength to be able to stick through that. So yeah, I would say my inner strength and my grandpa for sure.
That's really nice. I mean, and I definitely resonate with what you're saying with the crystal children and vibrating higher than people around you, because, you know, you would think at 2018 and with the evolution that has already occurred within society, you would think people would be a little bit more open about the sensitivities that a lot of us hold and, you know, the intuitive gifts that a lot of people have. And it's just, we're just not there yet. We really aren't there yet. And I'm talking to you from the United States and you're in Australia and it's still, you know, we're a whole world away and we're still seeing the same problems.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
You know, it's nice to talk to somebody that sees this and understands that we still have a lot of work to do. We still have a lot of work and a lot of education to put out into the world to make it what we want it to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I definitely feel like people like us are kind of, I would say we were born, you know, not to quote Lady Gaga, but we were born this way for a reason. And I feel like it's to help assist in raising that consciousness universally. And I do have faith that everyone will get there eventually. It's just hard, yeah. Like you were saying, with the rest of us who, we're here to sort of lead the tribe in a way, but of course that has its own challenges as well.
Right. Yes. Yes, it does. And it's funny because it's like, I was just thinking about it and it's like, I know that, you know, the new, I don't know if you've heard of it or like the new earth is coming and just the evolution and all the energetic changes that are occurring right now through the retrograde and stuff. And it's, you know, on a human consciousness level, we're all supposed to be upgraded. You know what I mean? And,
yes.
And that's a huge undertaking. And I was wondering like, okay, so I'm spiritually aware and I know of other people that are spiritually aware and are vibrating at a higher level, but what happens to the people that are narcissists in this lifetime? And what happens to the people that are really making some stupid decisions? Like, are they going to, with this shift that's coming, or is it going to take them more lifetimes to get to where they're supposed to be? You know?
Yeah. I was thinking about that too, actually. It's interesting you brought that up. And yeah, I guess my theory is that, yeah, just like what you said, I definitely believe in the concept of living multiple lives to learn lessons. Mm-hmm. And I would say that if they're not kind of rising like the rest of us, if they're not learning from their mistakes, then to me, it only makes sense that they would have to relive this again. Or perhaps even maybe have to go to like a lower dimension and then start again. I mean, right. I wish I knew exactly the right answer. So I've been thinking about this too, but yeah, I would say multiple lives until they get it.
That's what I was thinking. Cause everyone's, you know, the age of Aquarius is coming and stuff like that. And it's, And it's, we are transitioning into a much higher vibration as a human consciousness. And I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, but I still know a lot of people that have a lot of learning to do. And I just don't feel like in this lifetime, they're ever going to be that spiritually aware of their path and their purpose and what lessons that they have to learn. Like, is it going to take them multiple other lives to get to where they need to go? And I think, I really do think that that's what's going to have to happen.
Yeah, for sure. And it's incredibly frustrating for the rest of us who have to kind of be around these people.
Right.
But I guess like for us, we could take it at the other end in that it's really, there's sort of like tests for us too. I guess they're testing our faith and our commitment to this kind of, to this way of living. And, you know, especially for me, like forgiveness has been a very big lesson as well. And I would say that's the reason why I've been placed in groups where I'm surrounded by people who just absolutely do not get it. And I've made peace with it. It's been difficult, but yeah, it's forced me to do a lot of forgiveness work. And I feel like that's in itself another way of me upgrading as well energetically.
Right. Because when it's really when you forgive somebody, you really have to learn how to forgive yourself too. It's a two way. It's not just, it's like killing two birds with one stone, because when you forgive somebody else, you are forgiving yourself as well. And that's something that is definitely something that I'm going through right now. And I think it's, I think honestly, everyone's going to have to go through forgiveness one point in their life where they're going to just have to learn to forgive someone who isn't even sorry, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, so I wanted to talk a little bit about being an empath, because I think a big problem now is that, you know, we're still waking up to the highly sensitive evolution, I like to call it. And people, you know, I remember when I was growing up, I was just labeled sensitive. You know, when I was much younger, I was just sensitive. And then, you know, when I was in my teens and in my preteens, I was just hitting puberty. You know what I mean? And I was just an enraging teenager. And it wasn't until my 20s when I realized that this is something that it's not just me, you know? Mm-hmm. So what were some of the things, like when you were growing up, that you knew you were different from your peers?
Good question. I would say, like, for me, the biggest tip off was the fact that I just kept attracting damaged people, for lack of a better word. In the sense that, like just people coming to me and just kind of like unloading. Like, I remember one day I was waiting in line for some kind of class. I can't remember what it was. And this girl who I had barely spoken to, like said no more than the hi or whatever for the past year, all of a sudden just came up to me and she just said, I really need to talk to you about, you know, whatever thing she was going through. And it was such deeply personal stuff. And I was just dumbfounded by how comfortable she was. Like, we were complete strangers to each other. And she was, you know, and we were teens as well. And, you know, it was around the time where it was like, it was blasphemy to talk to someone outside of your social group, you know? And this girl was just doing it just with so much ease, like as if we were sisters or something. And, it was experiences like that made me realize that I was different. As well as also, I noticed that I was really good at predicting our teacher's behavior. Like I could tell the minute they walked the door, you know, if they were having issues at home or what kind of mood they were going to be in, I could tell like how the class was going to happen, in terms of, you know, how the teacher would be, I guess, interacting with us. It frustrated me that nobody else seemed to understand, and I could never figure out why, like, certain people's behaviors and moods were so obvious to me to the point that I could feel it, but nobody else could. And then again, that was a really big clue that I was quite different to other people.
It was the
same for you as well.
Yeah, that was something that I struggled with too, because there were certain people that came in and out of my I don't want to say a social circle that I just didn't like. I didn't vibe with them. I didn't like them. I didn't trust them. There was something about them. I thought they were, you know, as fake as press on nails, and everybody else just gravitated towards them. you know? And I sat there angry because I'm like, you guys don't see this? You guys seriously don't see this facade that this person is putting up. And, you know, I lost friends because of it, because I just stuck to, you know, my stubbornness, and I didn't allow people to manipulate me, you know? And
yeah,
that's also a thing with empaths is you, for some reason, we attract, like you said, very broken people. And we also attract, you know, narcissists. Mm. So have you ever had like any sort of like, I don't want to say relationship, but any circumstances with narcissism and empathy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I feel like it's a rite of passage almost for empaths to have this experience at least once with a narcissist. Absolutely. I swear. Like.
Yeah.
For me, I wanted to be an actress at a younger age, so I went into the entertainment industry very briefly. And oh, my goodness, like, as you can imagine, you would get the odd narcissist or two. I mean, not to say anything bad about performers, because I found that performers are actually quite intuitive people, and they're quite emotional, sensitive people. It's just, if you're like, you know, like with any profession, if you're there for the wrong reasons, you'll be able to see, you know, who's there for what kind of intention. But yeah, I've certainly dated quite a few narcissists as well in my time. And yeah, I mean, there's, I guess, multiple reasons as to why empaths are kind of like brought with these kinds of people. But yeah, the most I could say from that is that it was definitely an eye-opener in establishing boundaries as an empath or as any kind of sensitive person. And yeah, really test your self-awareness as well, I would say.
Yes. Wow, yes, absolutely. That's one big thing, you know. As soon as you realize that you're an empath, and as soon as you do your research on it, you start to kind of understand, because I feel like with empathy, it can either, or being, I don't want to say empathy, but like being a highly sensitive person, it can really affect the way you live your life. You know what I mean? Like you can really, like, I remember I just couldn't do crowds. I didn't go to my high school graduation because I couldn't be in that energy. And, you know, knowing how sensitive you are, but not putting a label on it and not knowing how to clean yourself up and also protect yourself. It can really, if you go your life not knowing this, it can really negatively affect you. And when, and I feel like it's just so important to, if you do see someone that has traits of empathy and you pick it up, because I feel like empaths, like I know who's an empath. I know who's sensitive like I am. I know who's struggling with it, and I know who needs to know about this sensitivity. Learning these boundaries really makes such a difference. It really does. So is there like anything that you do to kind of set boundaries for yourself or rules as far as like energy is concerned and the people that are around you?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, it starts with my morning meditation, which is my protection process. So basically what I do, I'm sure you've heard this before, where you encase yourself in white light. Mm-hmm. You ask to be connected to source or God or whatever label you're comfortable with. I also add an extra layer on top of that as well. It's something that I've been taught, where in addition to the white light, you get another bubble outside of that white light bubble, and you envision either gold crosses or just like gold light encasing that. So it's like a double protection. I guess that's more like psychic protection as well. I find that's quite helpful. And another thing that I learned from Rebecca Campbell actually is doing the zip up method. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but you kind of take a moment to like zip up your lower chakras before you leave the house. And that's just sort of like protecting your solar plexus mainly. Cause I don't know how it is for you, but for me, when I, feel someone's energy, whether it be negative or positive, it always activates my solar plexus. And I find like, I feel it in my gut, essentially in my stomach. That's the most active of my chakras when I'm interacting with other people. So doing the zip up method really helps with that. I've also you know, I'm a big fan of crystals, so I usually carry angel stones with me. I absolutely love them, and I do feel really, really comfortable and safe. And there's also the usual cleansing, like, you know, when you come home from a big day, especially if you've been out in a crowd, you know, either physically wash yourself, like in a shower or a bath, or, you know, sage or Palo Santo or incense, you know, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I really, really find helps quite a lot. And yeah, it's been pretty good. If I'm consistent with it, because there are times where I do slip up, but mm-hmm. if I am consistent with it, it really does help me. And I find that I'm not as drained at the end of the day as I normally would be. So I highly encourage people to do that.
The zip up method. I never heard of that. Can you talk a little bit more about that so people know how to do it?
Yeah. So basically you just, you're standing and you pretend that you have like a little zip on your sacral chakra. So the bit just above the groin underneath the belly button. Start there and you just say to yourself, I zip up this energy, I zip up this energy, I zip up this energy. So you drag the zipper all like from the sacral all the way up to your chin. And it's literally like physically as if you're zipping up your chakras. I do it 3 times because that's comfortable for me. But for anyone else, you can do it as many times as you like. I would say do it until you feel 100% protected, until like you feel like it works.
Okay. So it's not really a meditation. It's just kind of like a habit of just like pretending to zip up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That is, I never heard of that. And I love that. That's great. I definitely, if you are doing intuitive or psychic work, I feel like I just want to point out that might not be good if you're trying to do intuitive readings, you know, because you want your chakras to be open so that you're able to retrieve any messages or any energy strings. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely. I do this when I want to, like on my day off, or if I have to go to my other job, or if I have to go out, you know, shopping or something, that's my go-to method. So yeah, definitely relate to what you just said.
Yes, definitely. So, you know, there's so many people that are spiritually waking up right now. And, you know, the waking up process is not a pretty one. I mean, in my case, and I know in many other cases, it's really a big self-realization, and it brings up a lot of things that can really be a little scary. So, you know, what are 3 things that you would tell someone who is kind of coming into their own and spiritually awakening?
Number one, trust it. Trust the process. I know how cliche that sounds, but honestly, like, it's not going to make sense for a while. It may do, you know, depending on your own journey, but, you know, if things are falling apart in your life right now, but you know, or you have this feeling that it's because it's a awakening that's happening for you, trust that feeling because it's telling you that for a reason. So trust your instincts, trust your gut, just trust. That's the, the best way I can describe it. I would say embrace change as well. Again, can be difficult, but honestly, if you just allow yourself as much as you can to just go with the flow, and you know, also reaching out to people if you can, it will make sense down the track. I can definitely promise that the pieces of the puzzle will come together. But if you're enduring something right now, whether it's some kind of relationship breakdown, or you know, you're changing careers or whatever that may be, just go with it, honestly, and you'll see it really is for the best. And I also want to say, just let go as well. Again, very difficult to do, easier said than done, but yes. If you can just go with it and just let go as much as you can, honestly, it's so much easier than just fighting it or trying to hold on to it, because the more you hold on to it, the more painful the process can be.
Right.
At least in my personal experience as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes holding on, you know, you get so much more damage holding on to a rope than just letting go, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And we have to understand that, like, you know, trust me, I know when you are awakening to your soul's purpose, it really is scary. You will question your sanity. You will question, you know, everything that really has happened in your life, and you'll question, you know, everything in your life. And you have to understand that, you know, the universe or God or whatever you want to call it, it's not here to break you. This is not here to break you. Nothing is here to tear you down. It's here to change you, and it's here to heal you, and it's here to make you that much stronger. And, you know, I really like what you said with the just trusting the process and just try to embrace it. Try to have fun with it. Try to fall into the change and accept it. And just, you just gotta, you know, keep swimming. Just like Tori said.
Yeah. It's so true. You put it so well. It's exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's happening for you, not to you, as Rebecca Campbell likes to say. Right. As you can tell, I'm a very big fan of her.
Yes, so am I. I'm reading Light is the New Black right now. I love it.
It's such a good book. Yeah. Oh, that's a book I'd highly recommend for anyone who's going through an awakening and is like brand new to spiritual living.
Yeah.
She puts it in a way that's not so scary and kind of in a way takes the woo out of it, which I know doesn't sound, you know, great for those of us who are into that kind of stuff, but the way she normalizes it, I think, is really important for those of us who are intimidated by anything that sounds spiritual. I don't know about you, but like for me, whenever I start talking about, you know, spirituality with people who aren't quite awake just yet, but you know, I can sense that they're about to go through something, they kind of get intimidated by any kind of talk of, you know, spirit guides or God and things like that. And she, you know, uses terminology that I feel is quite comfortable for everybody, which is what I love about her writing.
Right. And it's also a very easy read. You know, it's not like an encyclopedia. It's more like kind of a collection of notes, I want to say. Yeah. And it really is. It's a nice, quick, easy read, and it's very inspiring. And this book that we're talking about is Light is the New Black by Rebecca Campbell. It's a great book. And I also want to, I think I also like The Universe Has Your Back by Gabrielle Bernstein. I think she did a really good job with that book. Really, all her books are pretty good, but those are two that I would definitely recommend right now if you are kind of waking up to your spiritual purpose and your spiritual path.
100% agree.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming on, Diana. That was so great of you to come on and talk about this stuff, because I know how hard it is to kind of come out as, you know, a spirit junkie, especially on, you know, a podcast. So thank you so much for your time and your help. And this has really been such an, I have to tell you, I really like that zip up method, and I can't wait for people to learn about it. So thank you for that.
Thank you very much for having me. I had a lot of fun.
Thank you so much.